You've been told that marketing your book means showing up personally. Your face, your life, your story, your morning routine, and your writing desk, and your authentic journey as an author. And somewhere along the way, that assumption that book marketing requires personal exposure became the reason a lot of authors stopped marketing altogether. This episode is for you if privacy isn't just a preference, if it's a real specific concern. If you're a healthcare professional who doesn't want patients finding your books, a teacher who writes in a genre you'd rather keep separate from your classroom, someone with a pen name you've protected carefully, or a professional identity that doesn't mix cleanly with your author identity, someone whose family doesn't know that you write, someone who specifically believes firmly that your personal life has nothing to do with your book. I'm Jen Hansen-DePaula, and I've spent nearly 20 years helping authors build marketing that sells books. And what I'm about to say is something I don't think gets said clearly enough in this space. You do not need to share your personal life to market your book effectively. Not your face, not your home, not your relationships or your daily routine, or anything else about who you are outside of your writing. None of it is required. What's happened is that book marketing and personal branding have become tangled together in a way that makes them seem like they are the same thing, and they're not. Personal branding is about building an identity around yourself as a person, your story, your personality, your life as content. Some authors love this approach, and it works beautifully for them, but it is one approach. It's not the only one. Book marketing is something different. At its core, book marketing is connecting your book to the reader it was written for. And that reader doesn't need to know what your home looks like. They don't need to follow your personal journey. They need to know that your book was written for them. Here's the distinction that makes this practical. Personal content says, here's my life, here's my story, here's who I am. Reader-focused content says, here's what you've been looking for, here's what this book gives you. Here's why it was written for someone exactly like you. One of those requires you to be visible in a personal way. The other requires you to understand your reader well enough to speak directly to them. And if you wrote your book, you already understand your reader. You don't need to put your life online to talk to them. This looks different depending on what you write, but the principle is the same for every genre. If you're a fiction author, your content is about the emotional world your book lives in, the themes, the tropes your ideal reader loves and comes back to again and again, the specific feeling of being inside that kind of story. You're not talking about yourself. You're talking about what your reader is looking for. You can have complete privacy and still create content that makes the right reader think, this book was written for me. If you're a nonfiction author, your content is about the problem your book solves and the reader who has that problem. You're describing where they are, what they've tried, what they need to hear. Your personal story can be a part of that if you choose, but it doesn't have to be. What matters is that your reader recognizes themselves in what you're saying. I've worked with authors who have never shown their face in a single piece of content. Authors who market entirely under a pen name with zero crossover to their personal identity. Authors who write in genres completely separate from their professional lives and need it to stay that way. Every single one of them is able to market effectively because the foundation of their marketing isn't who they are, it's who their reader is. And here's something worth noting. When authors stop trying to perform a personal brand and focus entirely on their reader, their content often converts better. There's nothing in the way, no performing, no forced authenticity, no discomfort bleeding into content. It's just a clear, direct connection between the book and the person it was written for. You didn't become a writer to become a content creator, and you don't have to. What you do need is clarity on three things: who your reader is, what your book gives them, and how to communicate that in a way that makes them feel found. Everything after that is just format and consistency. If you've been holding off marketing your book because the only version of marketing you've seen requires personal exposure that you're not willing to give, The 90-day book sales system is built around your reader, not around you. Your ideal reader, your core messages, and 90 days of content that speak to the person your book was written for. None of it requires you to share anything you're not comfortable sharing. The link is in the description. Next time, I'm talking to the authors who are already showing up, posting consistently, putting in real effort, and still watching their content get views without selling. That gap is what we're tackling next, and it's a shift that changes how you think about every piece of content you create going forward. I'll see you then.